Very glad to see each one tonight. Thank you for coming. And first, let us ask the Lord's help in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before Thee in our Lord Jesus' name. We thank Thee for the one who loved us, who gave Himself for us, and who is tenderly calling, despite our rebellion, despite our departure from God. He still longs to save each one who is willing to come to Him. And so we pray for our friends tonight that are still away from the Savior, that they would come tonight and put an end to these 2 years of searching and doubts and fears. We pray that in Thy mercy Thou would speak to their souls by Thy Holy Spirit, convince them of their need, and set them free and save them from their sins. We pray this and we give Thee thanks in our Lord Jesus' name. Going to read of another man tonight. This 2 Samuel chapter 12. We'll understand a little bit of his story as we read the story, but I would like you to hear very closely his experience. Starting in verse 1 of chapter 12 of 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 1. Then the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said to him, "There were two men in one city, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It ate of his own food and drank with his own cup, from his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and it was like a daughter to him. And a traveler came to the rich man and who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare one for the wayfaring man who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him." So David's anger was greatly aroused against the man. And he said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die. And he shall restore fourfold for the lamb, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity." Then Nathan said to David, "You are that man. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your keeping, and gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if that had been too little, I also would have given you much more. Why have you despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? You have killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and you have taken his wife to be your wife, and have killed him with the sword of the people of Ammon." Let's read now verse 14. Verse 13. So David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said to David, "The Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die." Now let's turn to Psalm number 51. These are David's words that he wrote after the visit of Nathan. Psalm 51, starting at verse 1. "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." Verse 10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Now, just to finish, first letter of John, close to the end of your Bibles, just before Revelation, there's Jude, 3 John, 2 John. We'll read in 1 John. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. That will be all for our reading tonight. We started reading in 2 Samuel, one of the best known characters in the Bible. All of us have heard of King David, but first we heard of the shepherd David, who killed Goliath with a sling and a stone. We think of him as a brave young man who remained faithful to God. But there was a moment in his life where he turned away from God and he looked where he should not have looked, where he sinned against God. We can imagine that whole year, for it was about a year. His heart would be troubled. He knew he had sinned against God. And my friend, tonight, you will never have the peace in your heart until you realize, I have sinned, just like David did. But how did he learn, or how did he confess his sin? He first had to realize how bad it was. Nathan came to him, his prophet, and started telling him a story of a rich man who had many sheep, and many cows, and many animals, and a poor man that had one little ewe lamb. And the rich man took that little lamb and killed it for his visitors. Instead of taking from his own, David was so angry, he said that man should die. And he should pay back four times what he took. And what did Nathan say? You are that man. And my friend, tonight, it isn't until we realize I'm a sinner, just like David did. He started his prayer to God, confessing his sin, recognizing that he was a sinner. He had transgressed God's law. He knew that the law said that a man should not take someone else's wife. And that's what he had done. And what's more, the law said, thou shalt not kill. And though he had not killed him with his own sword, David had commanded the death of Uriah, his faithful servant. And my friend, that's our condition tonight. Maybe you've never killed anybody. You've never ordered anybody killed. You haven't taken what isn't yours. But David, after he said, I have transgressed against your law, he said, we'll read up his words again. Said, behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. He realized from the moment he was conceived, from the moment that he became a person, he was a sinner. And my friend, that is the same with us. We're not just sinners by practice, we're sinners by birth. We have been born in sin. That's why we need a Savior. We read how David said, I have sinned against the Lord. He recognized his sin, and then later he wrote out this poem as his confession to God. And what is he saying to God? Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. He felt as if it was a weight that was on his soul, making it black and dirty and unable to enter heaven. And my friend, that is the way with each sin of ours, with our sinful heart and the fact that we are sinners. But John gives us a clear explanation how God can forgive sin. We have made it very clear these last nights that God is just. God does not move his righteousness one little bit. God is faithful, but God is just. But my friend, there was one who was willing to die in our stead. One that took our shame, our sin on the cross. God punished him, laid on him our iniquities. And as he bore them, he paid it all. And that's where we read in 1 John 1 and 7, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. It's not our works anymore. It's not what we can do. You see, David knew he couldn't offer any sacrifice. The law of God says murder must be punished with death. Taking another man's wife had to be punished with death as well. And my friend, the Bible tells us every sin has to be punished by death. But that's why Jesus died, so that we could be forgiven. He paid the price for us. And the apostle is so clear. He says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. You can say to others, well, I'm not a sinner. But right here it's saying you're deceiving yourself. You're making yourself believe a lie if you say I have no sin. But he says on the contrary, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive. Yes, God can forgive righteously because he has laid on his son our sin. And my friend, our Lord Jesus did not remain dead. He rose again. This morning we were enjoying the fact that he lives again. He lives at God's right hand. And that is our security that our redemption is complete. And if you want to be saved, you can trust in him. So what does he say further? He says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what he wants to do with you tonight. It's not merely take part of your sin. No, it's erase it all. Cleanse it all. Forgive it all. But my friend, if you say that you haven't sinned, if you insist, no, I'm good. I haven't done anything. Remember what you are doing here at the end. It says we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So I would encourage you. Look to the Savior tonight. Realize as David did, as I did, as each one of my brothers and sisters here have done. They've understood one day very clearly, I have sinned. They confessed it to the Lord and they were forgiven. And you can be too, if only you will come to him, confess your sin, and trust in Christ for salvation. May he bless his work.